Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow Patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. I am so happy if you guys are with me today, listening to this or watching it. Hopefully you guys are staying encouraged. I know there's a lot of stuff going on, but that's okay. We know it's going to be good. It's just going to have to, you know, go through some bad stuff to get there, but it's all going to be good. Something very exciting actually did happen this week. Don't know if you guys saw it. It wasn't one of those major headline events like you'll see on like Fox or NBC or whatever. But about Saudi Arabia and the BRICS nations, which I've talked about BRICS a little bit before. Not much, but there hasn't been any movement on Saudi Arabia and BRICS within the last about July, August, September. Yeah, in about the last 3 months. It's not been about since July. But just recently, it's been confirmed that they're planning to apply. It was just from a few days ago, which is a really good thing for the global kind of scale of where we see this, you know, white hat versus deep state war, kind of the progression of that timeline. It's good for that. It's not probably going to be good for us because we're going to start seeing prices go even higher. So it's going to be an owie. And I'll explain why in a minute, but just everybody stay encouraged. It's okay. This is a good thing. It's going to be good. And that's why people are going to be excited when we get back on the gold standard later on, which will probably happen because every country needs some type of a resource to back it. Otherwise it's worthless, as I'll talk about in a second. But yeah, so I'll take you over out here and show you guys the petrodollar is kind of what this whole thing revolves around. And also OPEC, you know, deciding not to cutting it by, I think 2 million barrels a day, cutting production. I think what was the number, and why Biden and them were like so upset or whatever. Because, you know, they asked them to do it they asked them to wait until after the midterms. You know, they weren't going to do that. And they're like, oh, you're doing it out of politics. And anyways, it's the whole thing. I'm sure you guys have seen it. But this whole kind of situation revolves around the petrodollar, which, as you guys can see here, petrodollars are U.S. dollars paid to an oil exporting country. A lot of the OPEC countries use it. And that's what has kept the United States dollar pretty much afloat. And actually worth something because we don't have any, there's no other resources to back that other than oil. Okay. Other than oil. And they all use oil to the petrodollar to trade and to export, import, et cetera. So that's what's kept our money worth something. Well, then you have to wonder about the question, what happens if it collapses? Or what happened if countries stopped using it? Well, the United States dollar pretty much devalues to not really anything because we don't have anything backing it. We don't have any gold, silver, other precious metals, not even really any natural resources backing it either. So if other countries say, hey, you know what, we're the BRICS nations in this case, if they say, hey, you know what, we don't need the United States dollar, we're going to do something else. Then we're pretty much up the creek without a paddle. And that, you know, would be bad because it means we're not going to be able to trade well with other countries, or at least ones like in BRICS, which include China, Russia, which includes Saudi Arabia. So, and if Saudi Arabia joins, I'll talk a little bit more that article about Saudi Arabia in a second, but if they join, that will make it to where BRICS has 8, I believe. Yeah, 8 of the top 10 oil exporting countries in the world. So they'll have 8 of them. So that's probably not good in the sense for us. It's probably not, it's not good for the NATO other countries, or the, it's not good for the other countries. Let's just say that. So, and if Saudi Arabia joins BRICS, they're going to drop the petrodollar more than likely, is what people are thinking. And that's why a lot of them are freaking out, because if that happens, like I said, the dollar's going to just disintegrate and it's not going to be worth anything. And another thing that'll happen from that is that because countries sending back the US dollar, so like, hey, we don't need the petrodollar, we're going to use our own currency, whatever they decide to do that with. They send all that money back in. That's going to be an influx of money into our economy, which is going to cause even more devaluing of the dollar. And it, like I said, it's going to cause more devaluing and cause more inflation, because there's going to be more money in the economy. So it's just kind of a downward spiral. It's just really a downward spiral, just continuing downward. So that's why you see kind of a lot of people freaking out about the Saudi Arabia thing is really being followed a lot out here, because people know, serious economists know, even deep state ones know what that means. If Saudi Arabia goes ahead and joins BRICS, that will mean China, Russia, and Saudi Arabia all are in there. There are other countries too, but particularly those three, and that will be really bad for us. But over here, you know, the Saudi Arabia decision to cut the oil production. And like I said, if that happens, and, you know, we're not drilling any new more oil, so that's going to cause the prices of oil to go higher, because there's not as much of it, supply and demand, right? The less supply you have, the more demand there will be for something. And then therefore it's going to be more expensive because you have less supply. So a lot of this is just basic economics. The BRICS nations, it's basic economics, what it's going to do to the United States. And sorry, I got a thing on my phone. So that's going to be pretty bad for us if that happens. And you guys can just scroll down here. Like I said, this is WaPo, so you know it's still fake news. I just kind of get some of these articles to kind of show you guys, you know, some of the made headlines. And then, you know, just a few days ago, Saudi Arabia expressed a desire to join the BRICS family. So, and actually this decision a few days ago, the day that it happened, the stock market actually rose. And anybody that understands the stock market, these kind of news does not lead to the stock market going up. It leads to it going down. Bad news, which this is bad news for the United States. Bad news like that has an indirect relationship to the stock market. If there is bad news that comes out, it will go down. Or I guess you could say a direct, because bad and then down. Either way, there's a relationship with it. Bad information, bad news like this for us, it will cause the stock market to go down. But it shot up that day. I forget how many points it went. It ended on that day, but it actually went up. And that doesn't happen. So that also leads us to believe that, or leads me to believe that, somebody is holding it up, holding the stock market up. And now, who is that? I don't know. Is it our side? Is it their side? Like white hats, deep state. I don't know who is holding it up, but somebody is holding it up, because this thing should have crashed or close to crash. And ones that are saying, if Saudi Arabia does, all the money that's going to be, does join BRICS, all the money that's going to be sent back to the United States is going to cause a recession worse than the Great Depression. They say it will be nothing that people have ever seen. And these are mainstream economists. You can see on like Wall Street Journal, et cetera. And they're saying, get ready for a recession if that happens. And I think they're saying it may be the beginning of next year before Saudi Arabia, the application thing would be filed and actually would be filled, or it would be like in the books or whatever. So it still might be until next year. But either way, this doesn't look good for the United States. It's got to get a lot worse before it gets better, which we all get. We've, you know, heard even President Trump's rallies and stuff, you know, it's going to get bad and stuff, but it's their best is going to be coming. It's just, we're going to have to go through a lot of bad stuff. But so this is kind of how BRICS ties in to the whole, I guess, global kind of plan playing out or whatever. Because I think by 2050, it's already planning on being the by at least by 2050 is what some of them are saying. It's going to be, I think the, I can't remember the word they used, the superpower, basically group of nations and countries. And of course, they're going to want to trade with other ones that are in there, and they're going to, you know, shun other nations. So it is going to get better. It's just this, I think the BRICS, I don't know what part it's playing in this, but I think it's going to help in, you know, destroying the petrodollar, which we don't, like I said, we don't need. It's putting our, we need gold back currency like we used to have like little under 100 years ago. So I don't know how long that's going to take to happen, but we might have to go through some bad stuff, high gas prices. And another thing about these BRICS nations, like I said, Brazil's one of them too. They're not having a problem, you know, with the green energy policies and all that stuff, because they're not, you, they're not doing them. They're not doing that. The ones that are still part of NATO are the ones that are having all these energy problems, and that are going to, their people might be dying this winter because they're not going to be able to heat their homes. And so, and NATO specifically is more of a military, is more of a military alliance. It's specifically a military alliance. BRICS is more of an economic alliance. But then it comes down to the question, which is more important, military or money? Because, okay, if you don't have a strong military, yeah, you'll be taken over by another country. But where do you get the money to have that strong military? And also, if you don't have money, makes the world go round. So it's like, which one is more important, military or money? And like I said, frankly, if you were to ask me, I'd say money, because you're not going to be able to have anything else if you don't have, you know, a strong currency. So that's why you're seeing, I think, a lot of this around the BRICS nations and Saudi Arabia and the OPEC decision, and everybody's freaking out. You know, Biden and them are saying, oh, we're going to do sanctions, all that poppycock, and, you know, OPEC doing it a month before the midterms. So, you know, I mean, you know, that's strategic, you know, that that's being controlled by somebody. But it is a fun game. It is a really fun game, I think, to be, you know, watching it play out. That's why I still, like I said, I love watching Fox, particularly Greg Gutfeld show. Jesse and Tucker. Tucker's my favorite news to watch, and then Jesse. But we're just going to have to go through some bad things. Are just going to get a lot more expensive. But I understand why it does, because I said in the last one, which is greater, or like, what's the difference between the threat of something and the reality of it? And the threat of what we're seeing coming is really scaring a lot of people. Like I said, whether it's nuclear war, economic collapse. Well, like I said, war and money. Yeah, war and money. Those are the two main things that people care about, because those are the things that really can have an impact. And then, you know, them, that Virginia or whatever Congress lady or somebody there saying that, oh, we're going to make a, she was trying to write a bill that said that they could come take your kids, CPS could, if they decided that you were not affirming their LGBTQI, whatever, identity, et cetera. And, you know, you see this crazy stuff and you're like, is this actually happening? But if any of you guys have ever seen the movie Inside Out, I know I lose a lot of movie references, bear with me. If you've ever seen it, they try to, at one point, they try to wake Riley up in her dreams by all this happy stuff. And happiness isn't going to wake you up. None of us wake up from dreams because we're so happy. It's, you wake up from like a nightmare. Like, it's just cold, and you just cold sweats, and you wake up and you're kind of like, oh, okay, I'm in the real world again. Okay, I'm awake. That's what's got to happen. So the fact that we're seeing what we're seeing, the same concept there. People can't be joyed awake. They've got to be scared awake. So sad part is that for the few of us, you know, that are awake, we just got to go through the rest of it with them. At least we're already awake. We just got to get through the uncomfortableness and the suffering that we're going to have to do. But it's all good, because the best is yet to come. It is. So anyways, hopefully that helps kind of show you guys a little bit how BRICS ties into this stuff. It's actually pretty cool. It's a really cool stuff. It's a really cool story to follow. And like I said, if Turkey and Egypt decide to do it, they've been looking at that. There's been nothing out on them recently either. So we'll see any other nations that are set to join BRICS. But it is going to be definitely a show. It is going to be a show up until, well, the midterms, definitely. And then who knows, Trump may, maybe 2024. I know, could be next year, could be this year, could be 2024. I really have no idea. But you know what? We're all going to be in this together and we're all going to help keep each other encouraged and realize that the best is yet to come. So hopefully you guys have a great day and remember to keep calm and keep patrioting on. See you guys.
Our foundation and our principles being around the ability to create health and happiness, but we won't stop there. Being able to identify the real issues, the health and wellness space, doctors, pharma, biotech, in my opinion, is predicated on managed care. There is an approach to some cures per se, but there hasn't been a real focus on the cause.
So this company, Root Wellness, is a game changer because they have developed products that actually help people detox the bad things out of their body and then support their bodies to wellness by putting in things into the body that will help the body perform and work at an optimal level. Because of all the disease and because we're not taking care of our earth, our environment, our bodies, we're not doing great. One out of seven boys is going to be born with autism? I don't even know what to say about that, to be honest. The fact that our diabetes, obesity is going up by 20 to 30% a year, and the fact that we're fighting cancer and autoimmune disorders and it's only getting worse, you didn't used to hear about ALS. You didn't used to hear all the time about Parkinson's, and now it's everywhere. And it's because of the fact that our bodies need more support. Initially, when I worked on the products, I knew that I had children that were sick. I had family members that had cancer. I had had Lyme's disease and cancer. We had a lot of stuff that we had to deal with in our family, like Alzheimer's, dementia. I wanted products that would help people in those areas because I knew that my family would take it and we needed it. We're giving people the tools that they need to go out there, especially in today's environment, so that they're as healthy as they can be and they can withstand whatever life throws at them. So Clean Slate is the foundation product of Root Wellness.
Clean Slate, honestly, is better living through biochemistry. A simple, safe, systemic approach to remove toxins from our system.
And so I always tell people, you know, you take the trash out in your house every day. Why aren't you taking the trash out of your body? Zero In is a product that's really what it says it is. It helps you zero in on performance, zero in on what you're focused on.
Zero In's really simple. It's dopamine and serotonin on demand. You want mental focus, clarity, cognitive function, feel good, sleep good.
So Restore is a product that does what it says it does. It was made to, after you're detoxing and you're getting your body to zero in and focus, to restore the overall body.
It's a strategic combination of ingredients that will help restore your gut, but help your body reduce inflammation and function better in conjunction with its siblings. Remove the bad stuff, put amazing stuff in, and let your body handle the rest. Because we're made to be amazing. We just haven't unlocked the potential until now.
Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.